old dog.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the Financial Abundance Talk and Meditation. I'm so glad you could make it. And I'm just going to adjust my view. Okay, let me pin my video. Okay, now we're ready. Okay, so I'm so glad you could make it. And I just want to start out, most of you, I think all of you know me. My name's Kristen Taylor, and I am an angel expert, author. This is my book, A Practical Guide to Ascension with Archangel Metatron, which many, or if not all of you, have read, which I'm so grateful for. And I'm a master healer and a medical intuitive as well. So you probably know by my book and by knowing me that I work closely with archangels. And I also like some ascended masters, not all. I know some of them. But mainly I work with Archangel Metatron. So this is part of a series of free talks and meditations to help everybody with the lockdown situation, with you know, the way the world's changing, and just to help you to thrive instead of survive, you know, to come out of lockdown, come out of this situation with COVID, and really be in a really good place, because you don't have to be anything else but in a good place. So this is my contribution, and just the next in my series of free events. There'll be more. So this one is on financial abundance, because that's really a thing right now, isn't it? I suspect, though, that most of the people who struggle with financial abundance were already struggling, and that's not a judgment. It's fine to struggle with financial abundance. Many people do. And it's a huge source of struggling on the planet, a huge source of suffering. So why do people struggle with financial abundance? Why is it a thing? Well, there are lots of energies involved, so it can be quite complex when you're trying to heal it and trying to move forward, and it can feel a little bit stuck. It will really stuck. It can feel like it's like the cha-cha, right? You take one step forward, two steps back, the bunny hop, you know, like any of these dance. I'm a dance teacher as well, so I like these dance analogies. So there's lots of energies involved. So you clear one, and then there's a whole pot of other stuff going on. And oh, I forgot to let Yolanda, do you want to explain the links? I forgot to let you explain the links that are in
the chat. Sure. I put some links in the chat. So I've put a link to Kristen's YouTube channel that has a lot of very powerful free meditations. I've put a link to, and sorry, the links for some reason haven't come out as links. You'd have to copy paste them. I've put a link to the Metatronic Light community on Facebook in case you're not in it already and you want to join. A link to her book, although it sounds like most of you have probably already read it. There's also a link to Kristen's financial abundance meditation, which is on her online shop, and a link to her Connect with Angels online course. And also, they're not actually showing us links, Tracy. They're there, but they're not showing. You'd have to copy paste it. They're not showing as a proper link, even though I copy pasted from the actual website. And then there's also, if you copy paste, can't see any text. Can anyone else see the chat? I would have thought you should be able to see the chat.
Well, it's okay, Yolanda. During the course of the call, you've already told them what's there, so you can repost it.
Yeah. And the another important one, which could come up, is the free fear releasing meditation. So if you look at that, for instance, you'll see some text underneath, and that's the link that you copy paste. I can always put them in again.
Can you guys see some writing, but not? No. Okay. So you can
put them in again. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about, you know, one of my things, as you know, is that I'm pretty good at healing, and I've been healing people for a long time for all kinds of reasons, all kinds of things, including financial abundance. And these are just a few of the energies involved in a financial abundance problem. And it's really important to look at it as something to be repaired or something to be remedied, something to be balanced. It's important not to get into the mindset of, oh, this is just how it is, and the world, this is just how the world is. We'll talk about that in a minute, but it is something to address. It's an imbalance in your energy field. So in looking at that in people for years and years, there are mass consciousness beliefs, which make it that and that and some other stuff make it really possible to just see it as, oh, that's the way it is. And you can think in terms of scarcity, lack. Also, people are quite obedient. And if, you know, if we're in a recession, if the economy is not doing well, we're having COVID problems, whatever's going on, if we're having a lockdown, whatever's going on, people are quite obedient and they can see that as reality. And whatever the news says is real, right? Whatever's going on is real. So, and I mean, certain things are going on. I mean, we are in our homes, we are on lockdown. I agree with that, but I don't agree that we have to give up financial abundance or not connect to financial abundance because of what's going on. So it's, we're going to talk more about that, but it's about identifying, you know, where you're getting your beliefs and your, think of it as energy in your energy field. Where is it coming from? What's the source? Other possible sources are ancestral or family beliefs. Perhaps your parents struggled and you saw them struggle. So you think people just struggle with money. That's just how it is. You may have had a long history of struggling yourself as well. So that could lead to some personal beliefs, which can come from your inner child. Again, from your ancestral, that's kind of like your past experience. There's ancestral beliefs and ancestral energy, which are kind of passed down from you and which your parents had. And then there's your own personal beliefs, which can come from your own past experience, inner child issues, past trauma. That can lead to a lack of faith or trust in the universe, a sense of shame, or feeling like you're not allowed to have money, you're not allowed to have abundance. It just doesn't happen to you. It's not possible. So I was just, maybe some of you saw me, I post in Facebook all over the place about my events, and especially my free events, because more groups will accept the post. And one of the groups, which is dedicated to the spiritual path, a really nice group, said, sorry, we can't accept your post because we're dedicated to spiritual awakening and financial abundance is not a matter of spiritual awakening. It's off topic. I thought, really? You know, like, how is that off topic? So I wrote the guy back, lovely guy. And he's been really helpful with my other posts. And it's a big group. So I'm, you know, quite keen to get my posts in there when I can, just to reach more people. And I said, well, my guide tells me that it is a matter of spiritual development and awakening. And it is super important for us to address. And why is that? Well, what Metatron tells me is that we are already masters. We just don't remember. And we came here to remember to learn how to create. We came here to experience whatever we want. And we have the full support of the universe to experience anything. So if we want to experience, you know, something weird, you know, we can create that. I'm trying to think of like something like polka dotted rain boots or whatever, you know, like you want those, you can have them. Or you can experience unlimited financial abundance. That's your choice. And that's part of what we came to do, is to learn about our limitations and then learn how to surpass them. And we came to become masters. We came to work with energy and learn to manipulate it and learn to change it and learn to control our environment, control the energy, kind of, you know, be the boss rather than be bossed around. So we did come to do that. And that is very much a spiritual issue. So we are here to rediscover that we're divine. We already know that on some level, but we're here to rediscover that we are divine. And we're here to discover divine flow. And abundance is, guess what? It's part of divine flow. So it's not that we came here to be wealthy. We didn't come here to necessarily be wealthy, but if we want that, then why not? Every time in my advanced class that we discuss abundance, Metatron will say, well, you can create whatever you want. So you have our full support. I mean, as long as it's divine and aligned, as long as it's a win-win for everyone and you're not causing harm to anything or anyone, let's say you wouldn't be able to create abundance conning people, for example. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining. I can't hear you, but I'm going to continue. We'll catch up later. So you wouldn't be able to create abundance from conning anyone, for example, or you know, doing anything without integrity. But as long as you're in integrity, as long as it's good for the planet, good for you, a win-win, absolutely. It's divine and aligned to create abundance. There's nothing wrong with it. So it is a spiritual matter. So it is part of your awakening. It's part of your process. It's part of what you came here to learn. So if you choose to experience financial abundance, you definitely can. And it's not anything that shouldn't be done because it's not spiritual or, you know, it's materialistic. It's fun. It's beautiful, in fact. So what do you do to create abundance? Well, first of all, you have to check who your team is. So I recommend working with Archangel Metatron. He is very much willing to work with all of you on this project and to help you become more abundant. And as you know, I work with him a lot, so he's a really good source. He's, if you don't know a lot about Archangel Metatron, he's a being of unlimited light, and he can't harm us, he can only help us, and he's one of the strongest archangels. He's very multidimensional, so he can go to any dimension. He can definitely help with abundance. So I recommend talking to him, getting his help. So the first thing you need to do, and this is a little bit of a project. If you're not abundant now, or if you don't have as much as you want, it's going to take a bit of effort. And I wish I could just zap it for you, but that's not the way your energy field works. That's not the way your brain works. It's not zappable. Like, you can't just, you know, there's no magic spell that you're not going to wake up abundant. You know, you have to have some effort and have, some time spent on it and some attention to it. So what are the ways you can become more abundant energetically, from an energetic basis? Well, you can work on releasing the gunk that we talked about at the beginning. You can work on becoming aware of it and, you know, working with, I recommend Archangel Metatron to have him help you to open your mind and to become inspired about which beliefs you have that are holding you back, or if you're buying into mass consciousness, or if you think that, you know, what's going on in the world is going to really impact your personal finances, or, you know, just getting some inspiration and then asking Metatron to help you in maybe by means of a meditation. If you sit and you feel comfortable working with him on your own, or angels on your own, angels can help as well. It doesn't have to be an archangel, but I do recommend him. Or you could do a guided meditation, and we'll talk more about that. So there's ways you can shift your energy. You're also, I'm happy for you to book healing sessions with me as well, if that's relevant, if you want to work on some stuff there to release the gunk. So the other thing you can do is to try to adopt and practice a new mindset. And again, this is kind of a project, but you just start to, you know, either don't watch the news or listen to limited people, or question it in your mind at least, and just say, well, I don't know if that's true, you know, in my mind, you know, is that going to serve me? Is that a helpful mindset, a helpful belief? It takes a bit of effort, really. And you can filter out what doesn't serve you, what's not good for you, what's not moving you forward. I have a really good story for this. So I went to high school and college, uni in the UK, with a dear friend, and she's a real estate agent. I think in the UK that's called an estate agent. Is that right, Yolanda?
Yeah.
So in America, the profession's a little bit different. Anyway, but they buy and sell houses. So I remember it was maybe about 8 years ago, I think. But it was a while ago, and we'd had a really bad economy that year, and the housing market was really, really crappy. And my friend Jen was in this office where everybody was like, oh, I can't sell anything. I can't get anything done. I can't sell any houses. I can't move anything. And she just shut it down. She didn't listen to it. She didn't take it on board. She and her husband had calculated what she needed to bring in for their finances to work, and she had to do it for their childcare, for their home, for their mortgage, for everything. She had to bring that money in, and she just decided this is happening, and she wouldn't let anything get in her way. And she had this figure in mind, and they would say to her, well, the economy, and she would just say, my economy is doing great. My personal economy is just fine. I love Jen. And she just kept singing every time they tried to bring her down. Well, you know, basically they were like trying to share the misery. And she would just say, well, I don't know what your economy is doing, but my economy is thriving. Guess what? At the end of the year, did she meet her goal? No, she exceeded it. This was a big goal. It wasn't a small goal. So I'm just saying you can create your reality more than you think. I mean, Yolanda and I, she's in my advanced class, and you probably heard this story before if you follow me, but do you want to tell them about the first time you you changed the flavor of your food?
So this was really funny. So I made a meal and it had some bacon in it, but the bacon was just really overly salty. So I cooked this meal and I practiced what Kristen had said. I mean, I still have to work in this area because I'm magical, and then I scare myself for being so magical, and then I can't do it again. Yeah. But I basically asked Metatron I used the technique that Kristen had taught us to remove the salt from the bacon. And my husband actually said, after we'd had the meal, he said, it's really funny. He said, the first mouthful was really salty, but after that, it was all fine. I did that.
So we're magic if we allow ourselves to be, and you can change the flavor of food. You can, I mean, I've made objects move before. You can do all these cool things. And, so I think we can create abundance too. I don't think it's beyond capacity. I mean, no, the universe isn't going to say, well, Yolanda, you can change the flavor of your food, but you can't create abundance.
Think like that. So
yeah,
you know, I'm sure there are areas where I think, well, I can do that, but I can't do that. I think we all do that to ourselves.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So it's important to practice a new mindset, to think in terms of magic and miracles. And I'm not saying don't be realistic, like you don't want to spend money you don't have, for example, but think about the possibilities. And again, you're not alone. The angels love to help with this. So practice feeling limitless, like anything's possible. And it's good to practice feeling limitless, and then also make sure you do your homework so you're not delusional. Because you can say, I am limitless, but if you don't clear your family beliefs or your mass consciousness beliefs or all that, then is it really going to change? Probably not by just saying it. The secret was really cool, and it was nice that it reached so many people, but, you know, just pretending and feeling the energy and saying it so is only part of it. You also have to get under the hood and see what's there and clean out any energies that are in your way, or you'll just keep blocking yourself. For example, you could have self-punishment. You could be trying to punish yourself by not having enough money. I've done that one before myself, put my hand up. You could be sabotaging yourself. You could be, you know, abusing yourself. If you have a history of abuse when you're a child, that's a way you could be abusing yourself. You could be lacking self-care or self-love by neglecting your finances. So there's all kinds of reasons behind it. And if you have something strong like that underneath it, then just saying I'm limitless isn't really going to help. So you may be really scared to have money. It may be a really scary thing. And in that case, we were just talking about this before the call, that the fear releasing meditation I did that's on YouTube, it's like 47 minutes long. That will clear all kinds of fear, and it doesn't just clear. I did it to clear around the COVID situation, but it clears all kinds of fear. So I would recommend working with that if you feel fearful about, can I create money? I'm in lack.
It really does work, because every time I've had a fear that I've found hard to shift, and I'm not a 50-minute meditation person, but I don't hesitate to sit down with that one because it really clears it. And it's fears really, really get us stuck, don't they? Fears. Yeah, and they can be tricky to shift.
So. The biggest issue coming up on the planet right now, there's a lot of fear. That's why I did the meditation in this time, because it's the biggest thing that's coming up
But it's so effective. That meditation is so effective.
Yes, I recommend that. Even if you don't think you have any fear around money, I would recommend doing that. Then the other way to think that's really, really good to start thinking, and we've talked about this before in other contexts, so like of safety and different things, is that you either have energies or you don't. So let's say you have a whole bunch of gunk and under the hood, or you have fear, you have stuff going on. You don't have the energy of financial abundance. It's not something that's living with you. It's not something that's in your energy field. So you can work to shift that, but it's also good to ask Archangel Metatron, to ask the angels to bring you the energy of financial abundance, and to also bring you any energies you need in this moment. By that, I mean positive energies, to be abundant and to have that shift. And if you can't have that yet, then ask them to bring you any energies you need to heal what you need to heal, so you can have it and you can keep it, because it's important to bring it in and keep it. So that's just, I'm just telling you that because if you are a healer or you work metaphysically at all, you'll understand that. And it's something, if you douse, you can check with your pendulum or a friend if they douse and say, do I have the energy of financial abundance or not? And if you don't, it's okay, but it's important to find out why. My nose is itching, sorry. So if you don't have it, you have to kind of do some investigation. And if you're just starting your journey and you're really not abundant, or you keep having the same blocks, then you probably don't have it, so don't freak out, you know. But you can keep bringing it in consciously and practice keeping it, practice how it feels. And we're going to do that together. And also there's a meditation on my website that Yolanda mentioned, my financial abundance meditation, that helps you bring in that energy. So it's good to practice how it feels. So, how does it feel? Well, I wrote down some words about what it feels like to me. And, you know, you can see how you feel after the meditation and see if you agree. But, to me, financial abundance makes me feel happy, limitless, light, expansive, full of opportunity, free, fun. It feels productive. Like when I have financial energy, having financial energy, it makes me want to do things. And it makes me want to do things that bring money in. It makes me focus on action that brings in revenue, or that would bring in revenue. It doesn't, the energy of financial abundance is kind of goal oriented. It doesn't just do action for the action. Like it does it to further your finances, to further your wealth. And it's kind of, if you had to characterize it in energy terms, I feel like it's a golden energy, kind of like actual gold. So that's how I see it coming in. And if you're connected to it, you'll start to be inspired, and you'll feel like, you know, you'll get inspired about, you'll get thoughts about, wow, I could do this. And it's very practical. It's not like, it's not kind of silly ideas. Like I'm going to start, although I have a friend who, she started making tights, pantyhose in the US, that self tan your legs, and she invented the product and she did quite well with it. And if she'd mentioned that to me, I would have thought, wow, that's really silly. But I guess it's no sillier than talking to archangels. But anyway, you'll get inspired about, you know, ways that you could have more money, ways that you'll get introduced to the right people, you might be getting business advice, you might be getting help. Like it all builds. And it's all this divine alignment of bringing wealth and finances in, because whatever you focus on, you're going to create more of. It doesn't matter if it's money or donuts, you know, you're going to create more of it. Mm. So you want something?
I don't actually eat donuts, but thinking of other foods.
Well, you can try it out.
All those lovely warm ones that are covered in sugar. Sorry.
Krispy Kreme. Oh, I miss America sometimes. Okay. All right. So what can you do practically to draw in the energy of money? Well, practically, and not that energy work isn't practical, because it's super practical, because it allows you to, you know, that's the groundwork, but also there's practical things you can do. You can send love to your money. A lot of people are like, they have a lot of anger or heavy stuff around money. Like they get a bill and it's like, rah, you know, or, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to work, or I don't want, you know, it's just like, ugh. So if you can imagine every, like, see money as like having a flow, and everything that's connected to your money, send love to it, like bills, job, you know, your bank account, everything connected to money, you can send love to it and try to appreciate it and have gratitude for it. And if you can't, if you have a lot of anger or resentment or, you know, like, you know, just try to identify those energies and have the angels work with you. Maybe do a meditation for those. So money loves attention. It loves to be kind of massaged and caressed, and it loves being seen. The worst thing you can do to create abundance is ignore money, is ignore your bank account and say, I don't want to see it. I don't have any anyway. I don't want to see it. You know, even if you don't have a lot, if you can look at it and, you know, spend time with it and, you know, thank it and imagine it growing, visualize it growing. You never want to look at your bank account and be like, I have so little, you know, there's nothing there. that's really not helpful. But if you can, you want to look at the facts, always knowing they can change. And this is what I tell my students and clients about everything. You always want to see what's there, knowing you can change it. I used to think with money a long time ago that if I just ignored it, I could manifest more. Like I wouldn't see what's really there. And then I could like create tons because I wouldn't be acknowledging that I didn't have very much at that time. And, that's absolutely not helpful, because you have to see always with energy work, with healing, with everything, you have to see where you are and then you can change it. But then you have to have the mindset of limitlessness where you can then expand and change and not go into scarcity or fear or old programs. So check on it often, see it growing, never from a place of lack. And you can spend more time as well. The more time you spend with anything to do with money, advice, books on it, anything that's like how to manage your money, there's some spiritual books about money that would be great. I don't know of any off the top of my head, but there are some. You know, anything that you can do, you can journal about money. A really good thing to do is to make a journal and pretend you already have a lot of money, and what are you doing with it and how does it feel? And that's a really fun thing to do as well. So spending time with money in any way, reading about it, focusing on it, making it fun, that can all be really helpful. So if you have fear about checking on your finances, maybe there's a certain bill. I know I have a lot of friends that there's one bill that they're like, oh, I can't check on it, or I can't log into this credit card account, or, you know, this terrifies me, or I can't face this, or I'm too scared about this one thing, or maybe more than one thing. Do try the fear releasing meditation about money and about that matter in particular, because I feel like it will shift, because it shifted a lot, and it shifted a lot of people have had big shifts with this meditation. So try that, because really, money needs to feel open. It needs to feel like you know where it is, you know what's going on with it. It's just part of that releasing the shame or the, you know, it's not secret. I mean, you don't have to tell everybody about your money, but between you and money, you have an open, loving, free relationship where it feels open and it can be itself. It can take up space. It's free to be in your life. You're not embarrassed by it. You're not shoving it in the corner. So in order to do that, it's like checking on your bills, checking on any loans, checking on all these things, knowing the balances, knowing that it can shift. That's really important. So I would say practically, that's really good advice practically. So really, really practice feeling the abundance energy. And if this is going to be your practice for now, your project, I would say, you know, what I like to say to people, the clients and students, is, you know, if you're having trouble with an area of life, make it like a little project and just focus on it for as long as you need to until you feel a shift. Like, you know, you could do a little meditation morning and night. You could do work with the angels. You could do some journaling. You can do the fear releasing meditation every day if you need to. It's a little long, so maybe once a day would probably be the max. But you can have money on your mind as you know, as the project, as something you're working on, if that makes sense. And I feel like that's the best way to work on things, so that you focus and then you can hopefully have a shift, and you'll get more inspired when you do have a shift. So the next, after you clear all the gunk and after you've changed your mindset and after you've started to become limitless, which is all not, it's not that it's super easy, but it's not as hard as it sounds. Then you can work on manifesting, and you can work on bringing in what you'd like to create in your life, and always paying attention to if it's divine and aligned, if it's right for you and right for, like, if it's a win-win situation for everyone. And that's kind of a separate topic, but we'll go over it another time. And basically, quickly, you just start, you know, kind of like The Secret talks about, you start visualizing and feeling the energy of what you want. You start working with bringing in the energy of what you want. You can start journaling, like I said, on already having it. And that can work really well, especially if you do it daily. So that's once you're clear, once you're able to bring in, and you can see how clear you are to see if it works, right? So if it doesn't work, don't worry. You can just keep working. So that's everything I want to say. I think the most important takeaway I would like you to take away, the takeaway I'd like you to take away is...
Donuts.
it's that you can create your own reality, like my friend Jen did, and you can make your own rules. And I definitely create my own reality. I know Yolanda does. So you can definitely do that, and you cannot pay attention to the mass consciousness. It's like, okay, that's your economy, but this is my economy, and everything's going well for me. So it's really good. I guess I forgot to say that as well. That's probably why it's coming up. It's really good to also work on some general affirmations, like all is well, and I'm always looked after, and I'm safe. And again, the fear releasing meditation can really help you if you're not feeling safe, to get into a vibe of safety and knowing that all is well and that you are always looked after. And if you have like a really tough situation, I understand that, but you know, going through the COVID thing, like there's a huge difference in people who are going through it and super fearful and watching the news all the time and a mess. And then there's other people like me and, you know, a few people on the call that I know of that it's like we're following the rules. We're in lockdown and we understand, you know, we get it, but we're fine. You know, we're not in fear and we're working or doing our thing or gardening or cooking or, you know, we're just hanging out. And, you know, I mean, so you can see your financial situation as dire and, oh my God, I'm, you know, or you can, that's not very open. If you think in terms of, I always tell people, like, if you feel it in your heart and it feels closed and constricted, then that's not open and you're not letting anything in. And if you can release the fear and let it open up, then you're going to see possibilities. You're going to feel better about it. You'll feel calmer. The angels are really good at bringing you peace of mind, bringing you calm, bringing you loving, comforting energies. So all you have to do is let them in, and it can be as easy as your breath. It can be as easy as calming down and just asking for help. So even if you have a tough time, it's not the end of the world. You'll be okay. Just connect and try to work with it, because it is a tough time. I don't mean to sound silly on saying this, but it's a tough time because it's bringing you healing issues that need to be resolved. Maybe it's bringing up fear for you that you have to deal with. Maybe it's bringing up some of the gunk that you have to clear around money. It's not as hopeless as you think. So I know money is a huge trigger for people, but it's really important to try to work with it and at least try to get to the point where it's not special. Like, it's like you can create, like Yolanda and I both can, my daughter, you can change the flavor of your food. You can create some money. Like, it isn't, because it's money, it doesn't have this huge kind of charge to it. It's important to try to release the charge so that, you know, you can do this magical thing. You can heal of something, for example, like lots of my clients have healed from physical stuff. You can heal you can feel better about something, you can release the fear, you can also create money. So it's good to start seeing it as it's not this special topic that never gets touched and we can't change. It's not unchangeable. You know, some people in society think that, and that's not true. So it's good to get to that place. And then it's good to even go further and start to be able to really feel easy and fun with it and light.
It can. So for me, the challenge around money was growing up in a family that didn't have any. So we found, I think with me, didn't we, that I wasn't allowed to have money because my family didn't have money. So we can have issues like that that stop us from allowing ourselves to be different to the family we grew up in.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's so many people have gone through that. And that's absolutely something you can heal and clear, but it's just like any other healing issue. It needs to be looked at, you know, and worked with. And another block that a lot of spiritual people have is that they think it's too materialistic, or it's not spiritual to focus on money. And materialism is very different than having financial abundance. The more I have moved into financial abundance, the less materialistic I've become. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case with anybody I know who's
found that.
Into that. Yeah. Like the more you are able to have whatever you want, the less you feel like you need it. So, you know, but it's fine because you can create whatever you want. So if you want the experience of a certain thing, then you can have that. But if you have a fear of being materialistic, I would encourage you to release that fear just like any other fear, because materialism is like a lack energy. It's a scarcity energy. And it's like, you have to feed a need. You have to feed a hole in yourself. And the more you progress with spirit and the more you become whole and content and feeling good and happy, you don't really have that hole. So it's just like a light, fun thing that you have plenty of money, and it's fine to have plenty of money because you chose to, but you're not feeding any kind of deficiency that you'd be feeding with materialism, if that makes sense. So I wouldn't worry about that. I feel like that's everything that I wanted to discuss. Do you guys want to say anything before we go into meditation? Melanie has a question. Can we unmute Melanie, or can she do it? Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. And I'm going to push it to 1:30. I'm not going to miss this meditation for
nothing. Okay. You'll get the recording as well.
Okay. So I've never struggled with creating money. I have a great salary, but what I've struggled with is keeping it. Like, I have a lot of debt, and there were circumstances. I was a single parent. Then I got married and supported my husband, and my child was sick, and there are reasons. And I've been working on it for the last year, and I see how it's going to resolve. So I don't know, is that a different problem? You know, like, I can't seem to hold on to it for very long, like, or get a nest egg for very long without something happening and me having to spend it. You know, is that a different fear or issue?
Well, what it feels like you're having trouble with is what we were talking about, was receiving the energy of financial abundance. So you can receive it, you just can't keep it.
Yeah.
So you have to work on being able to keep it. And what it feels like is that it's wrong for you to keep it. And that it's not possible for you to keep it. And let me just see. It feels like you've got some other stuff involved, like some draining or parasite energies, you know. Like, it's like you're being siphoned off, like stuff's being siphoned off of you.
Writing down what you say.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's anything else. Yeah, so it's important to work on being able to keep it, that you're good enough to keep it, you deserve to keep it. And
that's good.
And that you can have support and love from the universe, that it's there for you. There's some part of you that thinks you're not good enough to keep it.
Childhood abuse.
Keep it all away. Like, it's dirty, and it's like it's a hot potato, and you have to get it out of your
hand.
Crazy. So make sure you're allowed to keep it, and make sure that you're not judging it, that you're not thinking that it's wrong. There's a lot of weird beliefs we get from our family. I mean,
yeah,
we do a lot of work with people, bringing people to the energies of the Divine Mother and Father and letting go of stuff we got from our original parents, not because we're judging them, but because they're human and they were coming from a certain energy at a certain time and they had their own issues, bless them. So it's important to look at any kind of family energies around money's wrong. And also as a woman, I feel like you're not allowed to keep it. And I just feel a lot of sponging energies, like a lot of parasitic, energies. So, you know, really seeing that everyone's looked after and there's enough for sick kids, there's enough for husbands, there's enough for everyone, you know, the universe is vast and there's enough resources for everybody.
It's not my responsibility.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be a mindset shift, and then you'll have to block some of those. Once you've had the mindset shift, you just have to make sure you plug the kind of energy gaps, the drains. So if you have trouble with it, let me know. We can book a session. But
thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain how to do it. So, any other questions or comments? Yolanda, did you have anything in the chat?
So Karen was saying that that resonates with her, and I actually said I have an issue with keeping it too, but I can get back into it quite easily being one of your advanced students, but I'm aware that that is going on.
I had an issue with that too, Karen, where for a while I would make money and then I would just spend it, and I had a fear as well in me that people would use me or take advantage of me if I had any money. And so I had to get rid of it so I knew who loved me and who was authentic. And then I would change it. It's so funny as you change the energies, and then I'd see it. The angels would tell me. That's why I recommend a relationship with the angels first and foremost. Angels would tell me, I would see it, and then I would change it, and then I'd stop spending so much. So it's important to be aware and to watch the patterns and also have them make you aware as well. So I'm glad that you related to that as well,
Karen. Melanie says, I felt that way too. Makes so much sense.
Yeah, and make sure you feel safe keeping it. That make sure you know that, and I'm telling you so you do know, you know, so not to sound weird, but, you know, we're bringing it to your awareness so that all parts of you, you know, all of your energy can know that, no one's going to take it from you, that you can, your money is private and you can have as much money as you like. And there's a lot of anger at rich people in the world. If you notice, they can be targeted, they can be singled out, and it's nice for some. That's something they say in the UK. Like, oh, isn't it nice for some?
I had a lot of that in my family. They would really look down on people who had money. Or who do they think they are? And, you know, that kind of thing. Like, it was a virtue not to have money, you know?
Yeah, it can be seen as, like, you're a better person. You might not be loved by your family if you have money. You might be rejected by your mom or your dad. And I'll tell you, every person, every human being, if you feel that you could lose the love of a parent, this is an inner child issue. If you could be rejected by a parent, you will do anything, even if it doesn't make sense. So that can be a huge thing, a huge thing motivating you to stay poor, is that your family might disapprove of you. So that's something.
Tracy says the starving artist mentality.
So that's a really good point. Like, to be an artist, I have to starve. Can you be a wealthy artist? You know, like, these are all these kind of societal norms. In that case, it's helpful to point out, maybe research some wealthy artists. Like, your brain has some examples of being able to be wealthy and do it. If you're doing something though, and you need to make sure that whatever you're choosing to do is divinely inspired. So it's just coming to mind, like the starving artist. There's a lot of artists I know, and not talking about Tracy, but there's a lot of artists I know that are so dedicated to their work, and they don't notice that, like, maybe there's something else that would be suited better for them. You know, I mean, maybe there's something else that's divine aligned. So it's about working with the universe. If you're continuing to struggle in a job, yes, there is the element of clearing your gunk, but also maybe look at clearing yourself working with the angels enough to make sure that you're doing the thing that's the best suited for you and divinely aligned, and then it will flow better. So I just know, because I'm an artist as well, and I know that from being an artist, that there's lots of people that just stick with it. You know, this is my art. So yeah, so there's that element of it too. So any other comments or questions?
Nothing in the chat.
Yeah, anything? We want to shift. We want to work. Okay, so let's do our meditation. So Yolanda, did you have anything else to add before we start?
I don't think so. No, I think we've covered an awful lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's make sure everyone's muted. And we're doing fine on time. So what we're going to do in the meditation is we're going to do our best. Well, first, we're going to connect you to Archangel Metatron, who's my guide. And I've asked who the best person is for you to work, the best archangel, the best spiritual person in spirit, whatever you, being, for you to work with. And I did get Metatron is most interested and most suited to helping with this. So I would call on him for anything to do with finances. And so we're going to connect you to his energy. And then we're going to work on releasing gunk that we talked about. So let me just get my list out. We're just going to work on those things that we discussed, the sources of gunk, and just try to release some of that for you. You probably will still have to concentrate on releasing it, because as we discussed before, if you're having issues, it's going to take, you know, a bit of attention. It's not that money problems are insurmountable or they're harder than anything else. It's just that pretty much anything you work with energetically that is impactful, like that's, you know, you grew up with, or like, it takes a bit of time to reprogram yourself, to reprogram your energy and your brain. So we're going to give it a go to release what we can in this meditation. And if you guys have specific situations, make sure to shout it out, maybe now actually, so I can try to address it for you in the meditation. If there's anything else specific that you want to talk about. And then we're just going to bring in the energy of financial abundance so you can feel it, and just try to be open. The more you can try to surrender your energy, to try to just let go, be open. I am working with the highest light. I've been doing this a very long time, so you're in safe hands. And if you can just relax and open, the better it will work. And then I'll help you to hopefully keep it. So you'll get this recording as well, so you'll be able to re-listen to it whenever you want, and that can connect you back into abundance and back into the energy, which is really, really helpful. Okay, so let's just all close our eyes and just start to breathe. And we're just going to imagine that there's a beautiful white light in the core of the earth. And just imagine it's sparkling and just the most beautiful light you've ever seen. And it's a ball of light. And there's a fly flying around my room that also wants to be abundant. So, well, just excuse me if I have a buzzing. Okay, so let's just refocus again on that beautiful ball of light in the core of the room, or in the core of the earth. And just imagine that it's coming up, all the way up from the core of the earth, all the way up until it reaches your feet, till it reaches your legs, and it's coming through your body until it hits your hips. In your stomach. All around your pelvic area, up and down your spine, and really see the white light coming up to your chest and your heart, up into your shoulders, to your arms. And let's just bring it up into your head. And all the way through your brain, balancing your body and your brain as it comes through. Balancing your brain chemicals, your hormones. Balancing your whole body, hydrating you. Relaxing you. And just start to feel really full of this beautiful white light that it's filling your body. And we're just going to let it expand and radiate out of your body, out into the universe as far as it can go. And let's just let it expand even further so that you are space. You feel that you are space. You're so spacious and expanded and limitless. And just continue to expand. Keep going. Just expanding to the entire universe. And we're just going to start calling on the Archangel Metatron. We have a little mantra we do to call him in. We say Metatron, Metatron, Metatron. As you breathe, we're connecting to the Archangel Metatron of the highest light. Metatron, Metatron, Metatron. And if you like, you can use the I Am presence, which invokes him as well. Saying, I am Metatron, I am Metatron, I am Metatron. Breathing. And just allowing the presence of this beautiful, quite big archangel. You may feel some air pressure changes. You may feel some shifts around you. You might feel temperature changes. You might feel sensations in your body. You might feel your breathing change. Just keep at it, keep breathing. And just imagine that you're surrendering, if you can. You're just fully letting go and allowing this archangel to help you. Feeling safe and loved. And you notice that behind you is the most beautiful, comfortable pillow of light. And it's just so inviting that you lean back into it. And you just allow yourself to sink into this pillow of light. And as you do that, you feel the Archangel Metatron working with you even stronger as you surrender. Just breathe and relax. We're just creating a connection or strengthening a connection with you and the Archangel Metatron, knowing you're safe. Knowing that this is perfect to do, it's good for you. It's in complete alignment with your highest good. That nothing can harm you here. You're safe and you're loved. Just relax more into that pillow of light. And you can just rest here. You can just have a break and just really feel loved and supported. And if you've been fearful, this is a place for you to just let all those fears go and just feel safe. your brain's been going a mile a minute with worries and fears for yourself or for your loved ones, this pillow is a safe space for you to just rest. And if you've had money fears or money worries or feeling like it's leaving you or not coming in, let's just relax into that. Release them, relax into the pillow, release those fears. They're not real. Just connect to the truth, the highest light. Merge more into your pillow of light, knowing that you're safe, that you're able to really rest now, that this archangel is holding you. And just try to breathe and surrender even more. And any hold you have on keeping these lower energies that we discussed, or keeping fear, keeping worry, let's just let that hold go. Anything it's doing for you, let's just release that. And let's allow all parts of you, all cells in your body, all ages, all timelines, all realities, let's allow every part of you in every dimension to join us in the highest light now, knowing that you're not leaving anyone behind, that there's plenty of fun and love and great friends in the highest light. All your family can meet you there as well if you choose. Let's just allow all parts of you to really surrender and just merge with this beautiful pillow of light. And any parts of you that have been working against you, punishing yourself, sabotaging yourself, let's just invite them to come into the light with us to see what it's like. And they can leave if they don't like it. Let's just invite them to be with Archangel Metatron. To come and hang out with us. And just surrendering even more, relaxing even more. Let's just start to release fears about money, issues with money. Let's start to release any lower energies to do with money and any lower energies at all in your energy field that you're ready to release. Just start to relax and let them go. The more you surrender, the more will release. And as it all releases, we're just bringing in more divine flow, more love, more abundance, more money, more fun. And just allowing any parts of you that are holding on to these lower energies or working with them or wanting them to really join us in the light, join us in the highest light, to come to the pillow and hang out with us. Just release any fears or worries, any guilt or shame around money, feeling inadequate, feeling not enough. Any parts of you that are punishing yourself or sabotaging yourself around money that aren't quite ready to come with us, we'll just hang out with them. We're just gonna be there with them, and if they do decide to come and hang out on the pillow with us, they're perfectly welcome. Let's just relax into that pillow of light, surrendering even more, bringing in self-love, bringing in energy of support. And let's just release any cultural beliefs or feelings about money, like not being able to have more than other people, or having to wait till other people have it before you can have it, or it's wrong to have it when there's people still struggling or suffering. Let's release all those beliefs and just come more into the light. Let's release any mass consciousness beliefs around anything that's going on in the moment, about the economy or anything else. Let's just have Metatron help us to create our own thriving economies within ourselves. Just releasing all the fear that's coming up. There's some heavy stuff coming up. Just breathe through it and just release it and just continue to focus on the pillow of light. If you are feeling intense, it's okay. It's going to shift right away. So just keep breathing. You might be feeling emotional as well, and that's okay. We're just allowing you to see the truth. The truth that anything your parents experienced was their choice at some level, but it wasn't reality. It wasn't fact. They didn't have to experience that. They could have chosen something different. So just breathing, relaxing. Just starting to see the truth that everyone can take care of themselves. Everyone's responsible for themselves and on their own paths. Just releasing any parasitic energy or draining energy. That can be spiritual, it can be in real life, and often it's in both. So let's just release that. And any reasons for that, and fill those gaps, fill those holes. And let's just start to release anything that's in your own personal way to receiving abundance, plenty of abundance, financial abundance and money, cash. Let's clear any blocks to that. Any of your own personal history or trauma or thinking you're not good enough, you don't deserve it. It's not your birthright, it is your birthright. Let's just keep getting the truth. We're just going to clear any lower energies that you've been working with because you didn't know any better or you didn't know you were. And just connect all parts of you to the highest light again. Sending all energies to the right and perfect place. Clearing any connection with them. Just breathing. Let's just bring in the energy of financial abundance. Starting to bring in this flow, this golden energy coming in. As you continue to release, just bringing in this energy of money, of being deserving of money, receiving money. Feel that coming in and breathe. And we're just going to allow money to come in from multiple sources, allowing all parts of you to receive money, allowing inspiration about money, allowing money to flow, to fill your bank account, to have plenty. We're just going to allow you to see everything you can do with the money. You can live comfortably, you can keep it in your bank account, you can spend it with plenty more coming in, you can save it, you can help others with it if you choose to, if it's divine and aligned and not draining. You can choose to really enjoy your money, have it be fun. And let's just bring in a real love for it, love for your finances, releasing any biblical ideas that you shouldn't love money, that it's evil, love of money, or that money is evil, releasing that, and just bringing in love to the whole topic, to the whole area, releasing fear, and releasing that you don't trust yourself, that you'd spend all your money and you're not good with it. Let's release that. Let's bring in the energy that you are magic and you're a pro money manager. You're magic with money. It's safe to have money. It's safe to keep money. It's safe to let it come in. Let's bring in the truth about what money really is. It's just energy. So let's release all of the stigma or the charge behind it. Let's just keep releasing and keep aligning to the light. Let's release that you can do it wrong or you can get it wrong. I feel a lot of anxiety in a lot of you. So let's just release all this anxiety. Keep bringing in this financial abundance energy, this flow. This enjoyment, fun, creativity. And let's release that if you have plenty of money, that it's unfair to others. That's not true. That's an illusion. Everyone has the capacity to do this. So let's just release that limitation. Let's just breathe in financial abundance. Let's release that you're doing something wrong or naughty, or it's not good for you to do it. Let's release that and bring in more financial abundance. Let's bring in peace and calm and love at the same time as financial abundance. That you can be who you are and be a spiritual person and know who you are without being poor. You don't have to be poor anymore. So let's let all that go. Like you're taking off an outfit that doesn't quite fit. Let's just release it. You're too limitless to be poor. And let's just once again send your energy out into the universe as you stay in your pillow and just feel really limitless. Feel connected to everything. Let's just start to let in some magic and some miracles. Let's let abundance find you in all kinds of beautiful and fun and surprising, delightful ways. Let's release what your family thinks about you having money or whatever their experience with money was. Let's release that. And let's look at it from a fresh perspective, like you've never seen it before. Like, isn't this fun? And look at all we can do with it. Let's just bring in the energy of money. Let's bring in an energetic template that you've always had plenty of it. You can have it whenever you want, and it's just a beautiful, wonderful experience. So bringing in whatever energetic codes you need to experience that. Breathing this in and surrendering even more. And let's release any kind of feelings of just letting your, you know, feeling like your heart's going out to the whole world that's struggling. Let's instead see all the people who are successful, who are good with money, who are pros at managing their money, who are doing really well. Let's see them instead, and then you can be inspired by them. The other people are fine. Everyone's on their own path, and everyone's being looked after. They all have their guides and angels, and you don't have to be responsible for anyone but you. So let's just bring all that energy in and let go of the weight of the world on your shoulders, of all the struggling, suffering people, all the downtrodden, poor people. Let's let all that weight go. And let the angels look after them. Just rest into the beautiful energy of the pillow. That's a lot lighter. Good job. And once again, let all that weight go. You're not responsible for anyone but you and your own relationship with money. And think about how many people you can inspire if you're abundant. So let's just be in our proper energy space now, which is a high vibration with money. And let's just bring in the energy of having plenty of money, financial abundance energy, that you can receive it. that it's safe, that you're still loved and you're still the person you are with money. And just imagine this golden energy is coming in again. Just asking Metatron, giving Metatron full permission to clear any blocks that are still there. Just breathing in this energy of money, allowing yourself to keep it. You don't have to be special. You're already special enough for it. You don't have to be someone else. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to feel like you have to be poor to get your family's love or to get your mother or father's love. Just release all of that. Anything to do with your parents. That's better. That's getting lighter. Working with all parts of you that don't feel safe having money, having plenty of money. Just releasing fear. And we're just asking money to stay with you, to be with you, to live with you, asking that financial abundance energy to be with you and for you to get to know it, to feel it, to feel safe with it. Let's just let it into every cell of your being. It's safe to do this. It's your birthright. Knowing you can create whatever you like, whenever you like. Just resting and surrendering more into the pillow of light. Letting go of any energies that are not serving your highest good, not of the highest light. Okay, let's just imagine that we're releasing the group field and you're coming into your own bubble. Your energy is coming back to you and you're surrounded. You're coming up from the pillow and you're surrounded by a bubble of love and the highest light, where only love and the highest light can enter and leave. And any energies that aren't serving you again are taken away. And just imagine you're sending tree roots down into the core of the earth a couple of times from the bottoms of your feet. And just start to wiggle your toes and your arms. Stretch a bit if you like. And we're just going to unmute everybody and take any questions. I was talking about parts of you because my theory as a healer is that, probably a lot of you know that traumatized people, their energy fragments, and they can have parts of their consciousness or their energy field working against them and creating stuff they don't want. And that's typical with trauma. I work a lot with people who've had trauma, but it's my theory and my belief as a healer and my insight and experience that everyone has these fragmented parts. And what happens when you want to create money, but you can't, is there's parts of you that aren't in alignment with that. So it's a really good idea to work with all parts of you to help them feel safe. And that's why I was reaching out to different aspects of you to help you to feel safe and aligned and abundant. And I'd say from sensing your energy field, you guys came a long way towards abundance and you all felt it, but you can't all keep it, which is not me deciding that, it's just the energy. Mainly because of safety issues. So I'd encourage you all to really to work with that fear releasing meditation. So I feel like that's going to bring some safety in, and then you should be able to feel safe to let the money stay. So any comments or questions about that or anything that I've mentioned?
Hope you all have a wonderful day. I have to go, but thank you. That was incredible. And I bring in energies, but I've never brought in financial abundance. Why did I not think of that? So thank you.
Why do we not think of these things? I know, but listen to it again and listen to the fear releasing, and also bring in any energies you need to shift your situation.
Absolutely. God bless all of you guys.
Take care.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Also, I forgot to bring in any energies for you that you need to, for us to shift out of lockdown and shift out of this time on the planet. So I'm going to do that quickly, just if you guys want to receive that, to bring in the energies for that. And also, yeah, we already did that, though. We brought in the energies we need to be abundant. So we've done it. So I just had a little check. Everybody received that? Yes, good. Got it. So does anybody else have any comments about meditation or any kind of flashbulb moments of
It was amazing. I felt really emotional and I saw lots of lovely gold and white colors. So thank you. That was brilliant.
I'm so glad. And it feels like when you're talking, it feels like you had a real shift. It feels to me like you had a shift from, you had a shift into feeling like not only is money allowed, but it's joyful, you know?
That was just amazing. I was so emotional, and the colors and that were coming across my eyes were amazing. So thank you.
I'm so glad. That's really lovely. Mark, are you talking?
Yeah. Can I speak?
Yeah.
Is my mute off? Oh, that's great. Yeah, I went to see myself. I'm standing in the middle of a field facing the sunlight, and it really feels, it's not just in terms of me here, it's really feeling the wind, the angel's wings. It's feeling a very beautiful space to be in, both physically and energetically. Thank you. It was an amazing space to be in. Very good question, if I can. You know that Pluto went retrograde last night, and it's transformation. It's a very significant time in different places. Do you have any specific advice or guidance around that?
Let me ask. My guides don't really do much with astrology because we're always creating everything we want. Like we're always
working however we want.
We're not bossed around by astrology. But let me ask Metatron's just saying it's nice if you resonate with that, and it's nice to be aware of it if you're called to it. But we don't have to be limited by that. It can help certain people it can open up doors for certain people energetically that are limited otherwise. But when you're working with this level of light and with Metatronic energy, we create the doors and we create the openings. So I wouldn't think too much about it, but if you like it, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, that's good.
It resonates. If that makes sense. I have to ask you, you have like penguins behind you and stuff.
I know. I do a monthly, obviously now I haven't done for a while, but I do a monthly aqua floating meditation with my group. Okay. We used to do in a small pool in Chelsea, and this is a theme I use for the Facebook event. And the idea is in terms of the pictures, pretty difficult to see. It's just, we're just below the sea, and it's the sunlight's coming down through the surface of the water. And the idea with the meditation, I'm very drawn to water. And the idea in the water, we connect with the flow of water. As a species, we came from the sea in the past, and in the future, we'll be born floating in space. So it's really connecting the past and the future.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I've been seeing you kind of walking, but there's penguins behind you. So I was like,
thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah. Cool. All right. So, thank you, Mark. Does anyone else have any comments or any kind of realizations from that? Tracy, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, yeah, I am unmuted. At the very beginning, when everything was leaving, all the negative gunk, it was like what I could visualize was a tornado just sucking everything out into space in front of me. And I was just seeing everything just disappear as if a tornado had come over my house and chairs and all sorts of like tables and things were being sucked away into this. It was really quite bizarre to watch, and it was just like, oh, bye then, bye. Yeah. And it just felt really, really light, but I didn't feel any attachment to any of that. It was just really, really good.
Great.
So thank you.
I'm glad. Yeah, I feel for you that when you're continuing to work, it's really important to pay attention. My students know that I often talk about secret parts of us. Like it's like those parts of us that are hiding that don't want to be seen. Like,
oh yeah.
I want to keep my lack mentality, but I don't want you to know because there's, I don't feel safe letting it go, or I don't feel safe, you know, like we were talking about before. I feel like for you, you can think that you're fine, you're abundant, but then you're not experiencing it because there's these hidden parts of you. So just make sure you can treat them like a small child. You know, make sure they feel safe. You can do the fear releasing meditation.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that all is okay, that if you know, whatever part is, you know, you can address them and say, you know, whatever is not feeling good with this change, so abundance, you know, I understand, and you know, I get it, and you know, you're safe and everything's fine, and just really work with that to make sure that all 100% of you is on board with abundance, I'd say, or else you can have some secret sabotage going on.
Oh, yeah. The other thing as well was I had a figure which came to mind, which I am going to achieve as income. Great. So, and it was just like, oh, okay. Well, don't limit me to that. You know, I'd like more, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it was quite a nice figure. So, yeah.
That's really
and it
good.
Felt really, okay. really good.
Another thing to do with that, which is fantastic, but another exercise that's really nice to do, that's another way in to clear, because I just sense that a lot of us on this call are healers, and I know that a few of you are, and you can work with energy already, but another way in is to write down a number you'd like to achieve, and then look at it in a different way, like, how will I feel if I've achieved that number? And I bet a lot of us would want to achieve a certain number to get approval and love from our parents secretly. I'm not saying that's you, Tracy. It's just something that spirits bring.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Like, who am I once I've achieved that number? Who am I once I've achieved that income? And why do I want to achieve that number? Why do I want to be wealthy? Is it to gain some sort of approval or love that I've missed out on? And then a really good exercise to do is to meditate with the angels and you know, address that and bring those energies in. So you don't need to have the money to have the energy that you're looking to achieve with it. You can separate that out.
Yeah.
So really, when you're looking at a number that you could earn, it really should feel easy and not like, I'm going to get there. It's a goal. I'm going to make it. Like, it shouldn't have this kind of, I'm going to prove myself energy. It should have just, oh yeah, that's great. I'm going to do it. Like, magic. Great.
That's how it felt. That is how it felt. And then once I got that and I was thinking, oh, I'm sitting on a beach, I've got the sunshine, I'm driving a nicer car, and you know, so I had all of these feelings and I could visualize everything and feel everything, and then it was like, oh, and then the next year is going to be double that. Great. And then I'd be able, yeah, so it was, yeah, I saw a really nice increase and increasing feelings as well. So thank you.
Lovely. I'm so glad I helped. Good. So yeah, that might not have been for you, that comment, but it's
really Yeah.
Anyone else have a question or comment? Anybody who hasn't spoken yet, perhaps? Anybody else? Nothing? Okay. Well, Yolanda, do you have anything to add? Because I know you've been through this a lot with me. So if you have anything you would... She's present. You can see her.
Yeah, so I didn't want to... Because I'm the host, I didn't want to mess about with my camera, just in case. And I froze quite well as well. So I'm happy with that. It's like every other project, isn't it? It's a process. So I know with me, I have limited in the past how abundance can come in, haven't I? So
yeah,
my husband has his own business, and I haven't cleared this yet, actually. So it's still a work in progress. But for me, abundance has to come through my husband and his business. So that's a work in progress for me. But the abundance is coming in, but I need to open up to let it come in from other avenues, come in from everywhere.
Great. And what about some of the stuff you have cleared? How has that been for you? Like some of the other work you've done?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, when you find, I literally came from a family where money was a massive deal because there just wasn't enough of it. There wasn't enough money for food. So I come from a background of a lot of lack. So, you know, and this situation now, you know, we have plenty of savings. So we're very blessed, you know, very looked after. And we've put ourselves in that situation. And without turning the abundant stuff around, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in now. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference because I am definitely not in the energy of lack.
Great. That's good. And you're managing to stay in it most of the time.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is with once you know how to bring the energies in, it doesn't matter if you temporarily can't stay in it because you'll always get to a point, won't you, I think, where you will stay in it. When an energy isn't 100% familiar and you go in and out of it, you have the meditations and you can bring it back. So, you know.
That's a really good point that we haven't discussed yet, is that the brain repels anything that isn't familiar to it. So if you're more familiar with scarcity and lack and poverty, that's what you're going to want to create energetically because it's safe for you. So it's important to release any fear around that and also to ask the angels to help you to bring in a new normal, a new reality where having plenty of money is normal, which you've done.
I guess the more you do the meditations, the easier that becomes.
Yeah. So if you need to, if you want to bring in energies, which is what I'm recommending, the method is to, if you're a healer, you can work, you know, practically and imagine you're bringing in the energies with meditation on your own, or, you know, focus, you know, working spiritually that you know how to do, or you can do a guided meditation. I've mentioned a couple that would help, or you can book in with me and we can work on it together in a healing session. So you have a few options there. And Yolanda, do you have anything else to add?
Only that once you start working with, and not just in the area of financial abundance, but when you start working with in this way, it's life transformational, for want of a better expression.
Well, one thing that Metatron said, I agree, and one thing that Metatron said, which I think is really helpful, is if you just keep going until you have transformed one area of your life and you've become limitless in one area, then it's really easy. It's easier to start to become limitless in other areas. So try to stick with it, because if you make some progress on money, for example, then other things are going to be easier. If you make progress on something else, then money will be easier. It's a transformation. It's part of your spiritual awakening, and it's a transformation into limitless thinking, it's like you stop becoming a victim, or you stop becoming controlled or being controlled by the 3D world, by the media, by what's there, and you start to create your own world. You're the master of your own universe, and that's what we're working towards doing. And once you've done it in one area, it's easier in the others, if that makes sense.
So we have a comment. Is it Deborah or Debbie? She says, Kristen, thank you. In recent times, I've been trying to follow meditations, but I keep drifting off. All very peaceful for me, but frustrating too. Thankfully, you record so I can re-listen. Is there anything I should be doing, trying, or asking?
Well, try to do them sitting up if you can, with your feet on the floor. Try to do it when you're not tired. So maybe earlier in the day if you can, and if you do fall asleep anyway, it's not the end of the world. You're still having a result. I mean, it's still working on you. So I would just, you know, have faith that it's helping, and just by asking Metatron and the angels to help you, you're getting help. So, I would just try that. And, if you really feel like you still need help, then book in with me and I'll help you one-to-one. I hope that helps. Yolanda, anything else?
No, nothing else in the comments.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything before we wrap it up? I know what time it is. Yep. Anything else? Okay. Well, I've already shut your energy down, so you are all grounded and ready to go. I really appreciate you being here. I've loved working on this with you. I really love working with money energy. I find it really... I find it really fun because I like having, I guess I'm a natural entrepreneur, but I like having my own opinions and views on things. And I think it's really kind of fun to have a little secret. Like, most of the world can struggle and suffer if they want to, and we don't have to, you know. It's kind of fun to find our own way. And I love magic and I love miracles and I love helping people. So, so it's been really fun for me to play. I find the energy of money very playful, especially when you start to get clear. It's very playful because you can do such fun things with it. So I encourage you to keep going on this, and let me know if there's more ways I can support you. Like, if there's if we do further trainings on this, if you'd be interested. And let me know how you're doing. And you're welcome to join my my Facebook group, the Metatronic Light Community. And again, this is my book. I think everybody knows it by now. Practical Guide to Ascension with Archangel Metatron. And just keep in touch. And I'll send you out the recording so you have the meditation. Okay, thanks. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Thanks to Yolanda as well. Thank you. Bye.